Track 12, Musical Memories. Well, I mentioned earlier that we would be hearing some songs from the musical South Pacific, and that's the next in our series on the musicals of Rodgers and Hammerstein. So here's Maggie again, and it's interesting to note that Mary Martin, who we heard about earlier, was indeed the original Nellie Forbush in South Pacific.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms.
South Pacific premiered in 1949 and was an immediate success, running for 1,925 performances. The plot is based on the anecdotes of a real-life US Navy commander, James A. Michener, who was stationed on a Pacific island during World War II. Michener's Pulitzer Prize-winning 1947 book Tales of the South Pacific comprises 19 stories altogether, and South Pacific the Musical combines elements of several of these stories. The musical entwines themes of romance, duty, and prejudice, and Rodgers and Hammerstein believed and hoped that they could write a work that would be financially successful and, at the same time, send a strong message on racism. And it seems that they were right.
Bali High may call you any night, any day. In your heart you can call you. Come away, come away. Bali
Of the 19 stories which make up Michener's book, Hammerstein focused on the eighth story, Our Heroine, which tells of the romance between an American nurse, Nellie, stationed on the island during World War II, and the man she falls in love with, a middle-aged expat plantation owner, Emile Debeck. Emile has two children from his late Polynesian wife, and Nellie struggles to accept these. Rodgers and Hammerstein also decided to include the love story between US Marine Joe Cable and a young Tonkinese girl, Leah. It was conventional in musics at this time that if one love story was serious, the other would be more light-hearted and comedic. But in South Pacific, both stories are serious and deal with racial prejudices. When Nellie learns that the mother of Emile's two children was an island native, she's unable to turn her back on the prejudice with which she was raised, and she initially refuses Emil's proposal of marriage. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Joe Cable denies himself the fulfilment of a future with Liat because of his fears of the social consequences should he marry his Asian sweetheart. The original production gained glowing reviews, with one critic labelling it as South Terrific. Another said it was the ultimate modern blend of music and popular theatre, with the finest kind of balance between story and song, hilarity and heartbreak. Part of the reason it is considered a classic is its confrontation of racism. From the early drafts, Hammerstein and the director Josh Logan made the issue of racial prejudice central to the story. In the southern US, the racial themes explored in South Pacific provoked controversy, for which its authors were unapologetic. And of course, many of its songs have become popular standards. Bali High, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, Some Enchanted Evening, Younger Than Springtime, and There Is Nothing Like a Dame.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like.
Hammerstein lacked any military knowledge, and so he asked the director of the original production, Joss Logan, who was a US Army veteran, to assist him. The US military were also consulted. For instance, the song "I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair" was the result of the US Navy regulations forbidding fraternization between the American nurses, who were also commissioned officers, and enlisted men. A number of stories are also told about the speed with which Rodgers composed the music once he received the lyrics from Hammerstein. Happy Talk was said to have been composed in about 20 minutes. And legend has it that Bally High was written in 10 minutes over coffee in Josh Logan's apartment. We will never know the truth of either of these, of course. By the end of the musical, we've learned the outcome of these two intercultural love stories. Emil is recruited to accompany Joe on a dangerous mission, during which Joe loses his life. This prompts Nellie to realise that life is too short not to seize her own chance of happiness, thereby confronting and conquering her prejudices.
Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find a door, when you feel her call you across a clouded moon, then flight were sought. Once you have found her, never.